Levin, We Have Modern-Day Slavery Going On at the Southern Border. By Jeff Poor on January 21, 2024. During Saturday's broadcast of FNC's Life, Liberty, and Levin, host Mark Levin decried what he deemed to be slavery that was underway at the U.S.-Mexico border. Levin said very little attention was granted to this slavery issue, noting its absence from the mainstream media. Transcript as follows. Slavery, well, Mark, how is slavery going to affect the election? I'm not talking about 160 years ago. I want you to think about this. Enough of the candy coating and enough of the propaganda by the media and the Democrats. Enough pointing fingers at comprehensive immigration reform and we need more money. Please, listen to me. There are at least four places on the face of the earth where slavery is practiced openly and supported. The continent of Africa, the Middle East region, Southeast Asia, and America, and you haven't heard a damn thing about it from the Democrats, Biden on down. You haven't heard a damn thing about it from the New York Times, Joy Reid, or the other bigots. It is being practiced in the United States on our southern border as a result of the Biden administration policies. You see, the Democratic Party defended and fought a war on behalf of slavery 160 years ago. Today, Democratic Party policies led by Joe Biden and Democrats in the Congress and their media supporters are promoting slavery on the southern border. They don't even talk about it. They don't send the reporters down there to do specials on it. Where is Frontline on PBS? Nowhere. Where are the women on The View and their makeup artists and their hairdo artists? How come they don't go down there and look at the slavery that's taking place? The entire left either covers it up, censors it, or supports it. That's the conclusion you have to reach. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about women and children who are sold into sex slavery. It's slavery. And with an open border, it is happening at incredible rates and numbers and it is never discussed. Never. Slavery, little kids being sold into pornography and sex slavery, especially with the open border. It's happening at an enormous amount. Nobody is calling it what it is. It's slavery. People being brought into this country by coyotes working for drug cartels. They're making billions of dollars, and when these people come into the United States, they are forced to pay remittances back to the coyotes for the drug cartels and others. They are indentured servants. That is slavery. We have modern-day slavery going on in the United States of America. Massively so as a direct result of Joe Biden and his policies. The Democratic Party that is running interference for them. And the media that's either celebrating the open border or ignoring it. But either way, it is going on right now, slavery in America. Where are the civil rights groups? Nowhere. MSNBC, not a word. CNN, nothing. New York Times, Washington Post, crickets. Now, what am I talking about? Here's the Heritage Foundation from about a year or so ago. U.S. is a top destination for child sex trafficking and it is happening in your community. So it's massive in the United States and it is more massive as a result of the open borders and what is happening to these little migrant kids, these migrant women and by the way, young men, too. They say among other things, about 50,000 people primarily from Mexico and the Philippines are trafficked in the United States annually. Trafficking people. We used to call that slavery. So, I will call it slavery. These people don't have a free will, they're not able to get up and go. They can't, no. So, I'll put it this way. About 50,000 people primarily from Mexico and the Philippines are enslaved in the United States annually. Does this put a fine point on it? I hope so. They say the crisis at the southern border is directly linked to an increase in child trafficking. Child slavery in the United States. In April, a whistleblower told Congress House Judiciary Committee that the United States federal government has become the middleman in a multi-billion dollar human trafficking operation targeting unaccompanied minors at the southern border. The United States government would be President Biden and the Biden regime. Sex trafficking of children, slavery, in May. U.S. Customs and Border Protection encountered on average 435 unaccompanied minors per day. One study suggests that drug cartels and traffickers will exploit 60% of these children in prostitution, forced labor, and child pornography. Slavery, and the most grotesque type of slavery, in the United States, today, as a result of Joe Biden, the Biden regime, and their policies. To make matters worse, in June alone, the Biden administration released 344 kids to non-related adults in the U.S., most of whom already had multiple children in their care. These children are prime targets for traffickers, for sex or labor. Notably, half of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's most wanted criminals are for child trafficking and traffickers from Mexico. We're told by Mayorkas and Biden, how many trips has Biden made to the border? Well, he made one to a Potemkin village. But at least he made one. Palestine, Ohio has never seen him. How many trips, Kamala Harris? I think one. And she's in charge of the border and she is doing a fantastic job, isn't she? It's about time Joe Biden, and his regime and his puppets in the media stop focusing on Israel's border. And how to destroy their border and destroy their culture and destroy their country with the Palestinian terrorists and focus on our border and secure the damn thing and protect the American people. Slavery happening in the United States today. Children, women, men, all ages, sex trafficking, children, women, men, all ages. And there's not a single damn documentary on all these multi-billion dollar news platforms exposing any of it. Like I said, where is Frontline? Oh, you know, with the music, great music. Anti-Republican, anti-conservative, anti-American. What about this? How come Joy Reid, America's bigot, how come she doesn't go down there and see what's going on? I thought she was concerned about slavery. How about that white on black and brown slavery? That is Joe Biden. Joe Biden, last time I checked, he's Caucasian. He's in charge. He's the executive, and this is all happening under him. Where is Bernie Sanders? Where's Jake Tapper? Where's Andrea Mitchell? Where are all of these people? Party first, never forget it. Democratic Party first. That's the way to power. These are ideologues. Honestly, if they gave a damn about what was going on the southern border, they'd be leading with the story at least once a week that there is modern-day slavery taking place in the United States of America, and it doesn't have to happen. Certainly, not on this scale, if our policies were changed. Now, I hear it said, there are hearings on impeachment of Mayorkas, who is in charge of DHS. He is the man in charge, a presidential appointee confirmed by the Senate of securing our border. And I actually heard one commentator say, well, what can you impeach him on? He hasn't violated the law. So I want to educate that commentator and all the other phonies, frauds, who are trying to cover up for this contemptible person. History will be very, very aggressively negative on him, Biden, and all the others. You know, the left calls people like this slavers. And of course, Joe Biden has his own history with white supremacy and racism and bigotry. When he first got elected to the Senate, he immediately went over to the worst racist and segregationist in the Senate, three of whom filibustered the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Gee, I don't think Trump was around doing any of that, was he? No. And that would be Eastland, Stennis, and Byrd. He wasn't just an observer or a cheerleader. He was a partner in trying to prevent the integration of our public schools, so much so that George Wallace celebrated him. And when Biden was running for president, you know, one of his first times in the South, he would often reference Wallace's kind words about him. But let me help educate these so-called news people who don't understand federal law or the Constitution. What has Mayorkas done? They impeached Donald Trump on a phone call that was perfectly fine. They impeach him for January 6th when he did not lead an insurrection. He was not seditious, and didn't promote violence. But here we have sex trafficking, slavery going on. By the tens of thousands in our country, on our border, and they don't say a damn thing. 5 U.S. Code Section 3331, Oath of Office, everybody who is in public office, other than the President of the United States who has a special oath he has to take that's written out in the Constitution, must take this oath or they cannot serve in the position. I, Mayorkas, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign, and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. And I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office of which I'm about to enter. So help me God. And by the way, every member of Congress has to take the same thing. Well, Is that what they're doing? Is that what Mayorkas is doing? No. No. He is the lead man on violating our immigration laws. They're violating our immigration laws to allow slavery to occur in this country. To allow slavery to occur in this country. Another Democratic administration promoting slavery. Oh, don't get me this stuff about, oh, boy, that's hysterical. That's provocative. Oh, no. These are human beings. Why is all this happening? I'm going to tell you why. Because this administration is loaded with over 3,000 political appointees. Not to mention all of these bureaucrats where they've taken their appointees and put them in bureaucratic positions. They're seeding the entire federal bureaucracy with their ideologues. And their view is that America is an illegitimate country. All you have to do is listen to MSNBC. You'll hear this day in and day out, that it was invaded and it was conquered by colonialists and imperialists. Whites from Europe, and that the true stakeholders in the United States are everybody. But the people who founded this country, but especially people from Central and South America. That America is bigger than the United States. The United States is a conquered territory that has the false name of the United States. This is what the scholars are writing and teaching. If you want to know, pick up my book and find it. Footnotes, footnotes, this is what's being taught, this is what's being promoted in this administration. And so, they call people like all of us, regardless of your color, United Statesians. We are United Statesians, that's the phrase they use. Our culture, our language are all bastardized because the culture and language should not be the culture and language of the white European. The founding of the nation, the Constitution is based on values and belief systems with a white European. And so we need to take, the argument goes, our language back. Our culture back, and they call people who assimilate into our culture, especially Latinos and Hispanics, having had their intellects and their minds colonized. They call it internal colonization. So people who are part of the American society, assimilated in the American society, wherever they come from all over the world, they are not victims, they're now perpetrators. They're now oppressors. That is the mentality that is going through the entire regime. That is the mentality that goes through the entire media. And that's why, you know, as Marx said, there'll be a period of despotism. But that's okay, because it's the ends that justify the means. So maybe we'll have slaves, maybe little kids will be kicked out of the classroom for illegal aliens. Maybe we'll have fentanyl killing 100,000 people a year. That's the price we pay to get to the Marxist paradise. This is what the administration is pushing through the Obama sycophants. They are all over this government, through the Obama sycophants that are all over the media. That's what's going on, and make no mistake about it. The Democratic Party, Biden and their congressmen and their media are promoting modern-day slavery in the United States of America. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.